We turn now to remember the life of the great bowling legend Dick Weber. Weber was one of the bowling's first national stars, founding member of the Professional Bowling Association in 1958. Went on to win 10 of its first 23 tournaments. And just last September, Weber showed that age couldn't slow him down. He won his 44th career PBA title. For those who knew Dick, his achievement on the lanes was surpassed only by his legacy off the lanes. Friends and colleagues called him a competitor, a champion, and perhaps most importantly, an outstanding ambassador for the sport. Dick Weber passed away in his sleep Sunday night at the age of 75. Joining us now is Jim Dressel. He's the editor of Bowler's Journal International, one of the country's oldest sports magazines. And Jim knew Dick Weber for 20 years. Joins us by phone from his office in Chicago. Welcome, and our condolences.
Well, thank you, and yes, bowling lost a great one.
Tell us a little bit about him. How did he get started bowling?
Well, you know, he loved the sport when he first took to it, and frankly, got better with practice and finally was called to the St. Louis area with one of the big teams of the time, the Budweisers. That was 1955, and that's where it all started for him because when he joined the Budweisers, he made them stronger, and his own star started to rise.
Well, and he came into—he's came of age at a time when bowling really came of age in the United States, didn't he?
Big time. When bowling got to be on television through the Professional Bowlers Association back in the early 60s, his was the face that, you know, pretty much everybody knew. He was on TV so much. You mentioned the fact that he won an inordinate amount of titles in very few years. He won actually 6 of 10 titles at one point in the early stages of the PBA. When I went back and checked it, it was pretty much a phenomenon.
What got him started in bowling? Because before then, really, bowling was not the phenomenon that it had become.
Well, television helped it tremendously. I mean, in 71 and 72, it was getting 9.1s and 9.2s on American Bowling. I'm sorry, on the ABC network, TV network. That was a strong rating, and bowling was really in its ascendancy. Mm. And then, of course, you know, some people started discovering other things. Women were pulled out of the workforce, et cetera, et cetera. And so bowling started to decline in the mid-60s, and, you know, but he was still the guy that was getting most of the attention. And
he got quite a bit. He was on Letterman. He was quite an ambassador for the sport.
Yes, he was. He was on Letterman. He was on a few TV series, Wings, for example. You know, he was kind of the everyman. I mean, bowling is probably described as one of the most democratic of sports, and he epitomized that in so many ways. He was a superstar, yet he almost seemed to be everyman in the terms of the fact that he wore his superstar crown well. In fact, if you didn't know he was one of the superstars of bowling, you'd say, who is this guy? He's like the guy next door.
That said, you've said he did kind of like the limelight.
Oh, he was a ham.
Okay.
In one of my interviews I did with him, I kind of hit him with that. I said, you know, you're a funny guy because, you know, you always seem to, you know, enjoy people so much it's almost as if you're a ham. He said, you found me out.
Okay, so what are some of your favorite Dick Weber stories?
My favorite Dick Weber story. Well, it was kind of recent. It happened recently. He had a stroke about within the past 5 years, and one of his friends, who is also an all-time great, Don Carter, invited him down to do a opening of one of his new centers. And at the time he invited him, obviously, he hadn't had the stroke, but a week before the opening, he found out about Dick's problem, and he figured he wouldn't show. So Weber comes walking in the center, and he said, Dick, what are you doing here? He said, Don, you invited me. I'm here for the opening. And he said, you can't bowl. He said, I'm feeling okay, Don. So Dick throws a 289, his first game out of the blocks, and Don goes down to the settee area, grabs the ball, puts it back in the office, said, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't get any better than that. Dick's going to retire for the evening. You know,
that's
so
great.
Anyway.
We are remembering bowling great Dick Weber with Jim Dressel. Jim, thank you very much.
Okay.
Jim Dressel is the editor of Bowler's Journal International. That's one of the oldest sports magazines in the country. He joined us by phone from his office in Chicago, Illinois. In Washington, I'm Frank Stachow, NPR News.